Welcome to the Group Chat Chronicles. I'm your host, Dev. With me this episode, I have Leek. What's up, Leek?
Yo, what's up, good people?
And on this episode, we have a guest entering the chat. We have Henrock. What's up, Henrock?
Yo, it's your boy, Henrock.
And on this podcast, we always give our own takes on a lot of topics. And as always, I want to thank everybody for supporting. And before we start the actual podcast, we always go over what we have been tuned into, whether it be music, movies, books, TV shows, other podcasts. So, Leek, what have you been tuned into as of Leek?
I ain't gonna lie. I've been listening to a lot of the audio. 48 Laws of Power. Just running through that.
Oh, shit.
That's really about it. Oh,
it's
deep.
It's deep.
Yo, that's shot to Spotify. They got that shit on there, so.
Okay, might tap it.
That's it, just the audio book.
Honestly, yeah, that's it all this week.
All right, what about you?
Oh, I'm lying. My bad. Unconfused.
Yes,
I can't say Migos no more.
Yeah.
Infinity Stones.
That's my guys, man.
I've been bumping that too.
I've been tapped into that.
Only built for Infinity Links or some shit like that.
Yeah, I thought it was just called Infinity Stone. I don't know. It's some shit like that.
I ain't get around to it.
I think it's built for Infinity Link. I think that's the name of the joint.
Yeah.
That sounds like
that. That's hard. Why y'all think they split?
I don't know. It's weird though, because it was just random.
Yo, I really think it's because of Sweetie.
I don't.
Y'all heard
what
he said?
I don't.
I think it's something deeper.
Niggas keep it to play. I don't think.
Yeah, them niggas is actual family, so
that's
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Niggas keep it to
play. Well, no, I don't think it was Offset. I think it was Baby.
That's what I was saying. I think it was more Baby than...
Yeah, I don't think it was Offset. Offset, that probably got some legal shit.
Yeah. So, Hemrock, what have you been tuning into as of late?
I ain't even gonna lie. I mean, it's one of our topics, for real. But I've been chilling. I've been kind of off the internet. Tapped in wise, but that Jordan Poole Draymond situation.
That's been on my mind all day.
Damn.
We're gonna get into it, but I was tapped into that, and that was like my most recent, looking into before I actually came here. Other than that, my nose been to the grindstone. I just been working.
Yeah. I mean. Me, that polling by Yachty. That should go hard.
I ain't hear it.
I just keep seeing posting about it. I just see more posts about it, so it gotta be fire.
It's fire. But I mean, that's about it in terms of all the stuff I already been tuned into.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Abbott Elementary, other than that.
Oh, the new season's up?
Yeah.
How's it so far?
It's funny. it's not like
that what it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, it's comedy,
So, first topic, Leek brought this to our attention. There's a kid rapper named Lil 50, and he was basically rapping like he was a grown ass man, but he's like,
how old is he?
Like 8, like 9, like.
Oh, he's like young.
Yeah, I mean, his
9, 10.
Yeah,
so when I seen the topic come up, I was thinking like 14, 15,
nah.
Maybe. That's wild.
Yeah.
He was pretty young. Like,
yeah. Like, his voice is not deep yet.
Not at all.
Nah.
Not at all. Like.
So, Leek, how do you feel about little kids rapping like adults?
Yeah, that shit was just out of pocket. At his age, like, I mean, I've been rapping for a minute, so like, you know, I still had to be, like, you know, respectful. I couldn't cuss, stuff like that. I feel like that's necessary even to, like, sharpen his pen game for later. You feel what I'm saying? But, yeah, that young, I don't know. I don't really think that was a good look. But I will say, if I'm taking apart that, old nigga fire. I'm gonna be real. If I put, like, you know, the age aside and just hear the music, potential.
Word.
Just make
that deal.
Lord, they're fine. So, it's, you know, it is kind of a toss-up, but overall, I just feel like at that age, it's just a little too young. But at the same time, like, when I kind of, like, stopped doing my whiffer recording, I was like, what, like 14? I was cussing and shit, so.
Yeah, you
14. My mother ain't hear it, though.
Yeah, they're not going to hear
like,
it. You know,
I wasn't on the blogs. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? So,
yeah, that's that's unreleased for at least two years.
You already know.
All right, so what about you, Henrock?
Um, didn't know he was that young, man. I didn't know who necessarily we were talking about when the topic came up. So I just kind of automatically just was thinking younger generation in general. Like I said, 14, 15, but 8 or 9, that's deep, bro. I'm not going to lie. My daughter is 7. You feel me? So that's her waking up next year like, Daddy, I'm dropping a mixtape. I'm like, yo, what? And it sounds like that, I might lose my shit. But like you said, set aside, like, there's what's his name? Spooky Margiela. Remember, he was, ASAP Rocky was co-signing him heavy. He was vouching for him getting in the clubs at 14.
Yeah.
So it's like.
Yeah, but like, he's still 14. I mean, yeah, that's.
He was probably influenced since he was that young. You know what I mean? So, like, for me, it's too young. It's too young, man. But if you got a talent, you got a lane, and that's fueling the flame, and you got somebody co-signing it, hey, that's for them.
Facts.
Yeah, like, me, like, yeah, that shit too young. Like, I don't care. Way too young. That aside, though, he was talking that shit. I ain't gonna lie.
Was he barking like that?
Yeah, he was talking that shit.
Yo, Lil 50.
Yeah, stop all the cussing and shit, though. But yeah, you fine, my nigga. I see the vision.
He gonna say stop all the cussing and shit. Talking to this 8-9 year old.
Yeah, I mean. But I'm always on the fence with these kind of topics, because, like, I always see, like, these little-ass kids rapping. And I see it, because, like, I fuck with that type of music. But niggas is our age or older. So they're adults. So, like, they can get away with saying that shit. Like, I'll be like, yo, you 8 or 9. Like, why? Like,
yeah, you're not going to wake up tomorrow and turn, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
How you even know about this?
Yeah,
we just got a hip-hop station in our city, you know what I'm saying? Type shit. So, you're not going to wake up tomorrow here, 8, 9-year-old, like, hotting on the radio, busting bars down. Explain it like that.
That shit crazy. So, yeah, shout out to Lil 50 though. You bad as shit though, my little nigga. But yeah, you fire at the same time. Right. But moving on to a sports topic. So this past week, we saw Golden State Warrior teammates Draymond Green and Jordan Poole get into a little altercation. Now, before we start, like, I ain't gonna lie, like. If the video did not get released, we would not be talking about this shit.
TMZ put it out, though, so, like.
Yeah, and whoever gave the TMZ got, like, $2.6 million, so.
Damn.
That's
insane.
Yeah, I would have kept it in the house, but I ain't too mad at that.
$2.6 million, I'm leaking it, too. Yeah. Shit, who else won it?
I ain't gonna be filming that much.
Yes,
Basically, there was no audio in the video, for those who ain't see it, so. Draymond walks up to Jordan Poole. Jordan gets in Jordan Poole's face. Jordan pushes Draymond, and Draymond just
melted.
Yep.
melted cuz.
Haymaker.
Yeah. And they're like around the same height. Draymond's still bigger than him, though, but they around the same height.
I thought it was Draymond.
Yeah, like 6'8", 6'9".
Yeah. Bro, he probably punched him from, like, I know it looked close on camera, but he probably punched him from a solid 3-4 feet away.
Yeah,
like,
he probably did.
he put everything into that joint. Like,
yeah, like he was waiting for to do that shit.
Yeah, like he punched through him time, like, for sure.
All right, so Salik, like, what's your take on the entire situation?
I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna pass it to Henrox. I know he got something.
Yeah. I'm not, like, you know, itching to get it out, but. I'm just speaking from, like, somebody who plays sports their whole life. You have the moments where, like, conversations get heated. Somebody either not paying attention. Somebody got an ego in the court. You play with 5 different people. Well, 4 Facts. Different people, including yourself, and then, you know, everybody else on your roster. So, you got all these personalities, trying to gel and be one machine. And, you know, shit gets heated, cuz. He probably said some off-the-wall shit, and... We keep hearing, you know, rumors that, you know, Jordan Poole was probably feeling himself. He just got that award for most improved player. So, Cuz been working hard. And Draymond, he's been to the finals a couple times. So, he's a vet. He probably like, watch him out, young boy. It probably just sparked from there. You know, he probably said some shit Draymond wasn't feeling or probably been talking like that all practice. And it probably just came to the point where he was tired of it. He ended it. Like, he ended it for real. Like, I mean. He could have gave Cuz a fighting chance, but then again, he could have ate the punch a little better. But that's my piece on it, though.
All right, so what about you, Lee?
I mean, I feel like overall, and Draymond even said it himself, like, because he's a real leader of the squad, you know, so it just wasn't a good look overall. Especially that it got out. You know what I mean? Like, if it was in house, that's one thing. That's something they could have told when it was old heads, and be like, oh shit, that was true. Yeah, it could have been one of them things.
That was, it wasn't like a malice in the palace situation. No. You know what I'm saying? Where the whole media needed to be like, yo. Yeah, I mean, I was just like, that's two teammates fighting. Get over it. I mean,
now I do kind of got a, like, question with the question. How y'all feel about, I think it was Lamar and another athlete. They said it's get back game. Every day. How y'all feel about that?
I don't know I don't know why they did that shit, so I can't really speak.
Yeah. Do it matter. Like, yo, you swung over here and I'm a beam now. Like, I ain't gonna lie. You like, been a part of me. Like, yo, I gotta see you now.
Got Scotty Beam calling him a little boy and shit.
You feel...
Damn.
You feel what I'm saying, bro? No, niggas gonna be on the court talking ruthless this year to him. Like, you feel what I'm saying?
For real. I blame the person who leaked the video. I ain't gonna hold you.
I mean, off the court, it's smoke. We gonna get these dubs on the road. We gonna get these dubs at home. I mean, we gonna get over that on the court. But off the court, it's smoke. We can handle that later. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Straight like that.
I don't know. I'm going to get my check, but I got to see you.
You're not going to fuck my bag up.
You're not going to fuck my bag up. Like, even if, like, I don't know. I feel like they should do, like, a boxing or something. Both, you know how niggas let a
celebrity box and just put both these niggas in a match, ain't
it? Facts. Why
not?
You're
not going to want to do that.
Give it to charity. You ain't got it. You know what I mean?
Say you want me to get a spectacle out this shit. Like, goddamn. Like, I mean, ain't that deep, man.
He's going to be trying to kill this nigga.
Man, just give each other, like, 5 minutes.
He's going to be trying to kill this nigga.
Put brass knuckles in this shit. No.
I don't know. I read somewhere, I don't know if it's true or not, but Steph did say that it was Draymond's fault. So
he's a leader, bro. You can't let a nigga get in your head like that to make you want to swing on him.
Yeah. No, like the way I took it, like Draymond initiated this shit. Like, I don't think Jordan Poole. I don't know if Jordan Poole, because there was no audio, but like I don't know. But Jordan Poole do seem like the type to like start some shit like that. I ain't gonna lie.
He probably said some slick shit, but you should just take that as he just said some slick shit.
Yeah, like, yeah, bro. Like you're a vet. You got to
You're a vet. You let just the young got boy talk. And shit. Like,
yeah.
See, like I admit, like, I don't really watch, like, enough basketball to sit and watch press conferences and shit like that. So I don't really know Cuz attitude. I don't really know his personality. Yeah. All I really know is his game on the court. So, like, I can't really contest for, like, I mean, he that type of person. He might have. I don't really know that.
I mean, he just seemed like the type of person that would, but.
You see, like, I feel like he talks slick.
Yeah, he does.
You know.
Yeah, because I remember when Dame, he was in an interview. He was saying Jordan Poole was talking crazy to Dame while he was at the free throw line one game.
I can see him as one of them types.
And then when they played each other in Portland, Jordan Poole was on the bench talking crazy because Dame started slow, and then Dame ended up scoring 60 and Portland won the game. According to Dame, he a dickhead, but, I mean, I don't know. We still, like I said, we don't know what happened. There's no audio.
Yeah, so you can't be no airhead and have no game to back it up. Like.
Yeah.
But then again, like I said, he did get that award because he did put the time in. Like, that was really grinding. He had an amazing season. You can't take that away from him. But
yeah.
That don't really amount to the type of person you are. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you can be a totally different person off the court. Like Michael Jordan was an asshole.
Yeah,
he was an asshole kind of on the court too, but like
he won.
Off the court, it was like, nah, this is Michael. You know what I'm saying? This is the Michael you get up and down type shit. I mean,
he took shit personal.
Yeah, you feel me? Nothing was a joke there, man. Nothing was a joke there, man.
All right, so moving on. So on Twitter, somebody tweeted, "Fellas, what is the wildest question a woman has asked you after the first few days of linking?" And some of those responses were hilarious. Like, they was asking to pay like a $300 electric bill, asking to get flew out, shit like that. So Leek, since you wanted to talk about this, what's your thoughts on this shit?
I ain't gonna lie, I ain't got nothing too crazy. Like,
yeah.
It's definitely like, you know, kind of get some money.
Yeah,
you know, slight shit, but like that's typical shit to be real.
Yeah.
But like, I ain't really had nothing too crazy. I kind of want to know y'all, so I know y'all probably got some crazy shit.
I mean, nah, like I really don't be having, like, even though I joke about the shit, like I don't think I ever, like, I don't know. It's been like one time, sort of going to ask me, can she get like $10 or like 1:30 in the morning or some shit like that.
Yeah, that's insane.
I was like,
I'm like, for what?
I didn't even answer.
Right.
I didn't even answer. And then she got mad for ignoring me. But other than that, I don't think nothing too crazy. Not like that, at least.
I remember being a young boy, like when niggas had just started driving for real, for real. Sugar was like, "Can you give me a ride?" I'm like, "Sure." Give me a ride to the airport. I'm like, "Oh, I mean, you sure you would make your flight?" Like, bro, I wasn't for it. Just something I wasn't willing to. At 16, you like at the airport for what?
Yeah, right.
Like, yeah, bitch, I'm not leaving the city. Yeah, like, around the corner is different. Like, what? Right. My mom called me, it's over.
Fast. Yeah, it's like, over. Exactly.
My mom called me, it's over for you and me. You're not making your flight. I'm not. You're not going to see me no more straight like that. Exactly.
That's real.
Yeah, nah. It's simple. Nah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just weird, like, the audacity to even ask somebody to pour some money after the first few days of Lincoln and then going to have. And then gonna call him broke just because they ain't like.
That's what kills me about when people ask other people for anything, really. Like,
yeah.
If I ask you for something, clearly I don't have it.
Yeah.
Or I don't want to spend it, rather. So that if, you know, if I ask you $20, you say no, it's like, this nigga broke. But I'm the nigga asking for $20. Like, that makes no sense to me. Ever. Like,
yeah, man, this nigga broke. But didn't you? You got it.
You the one that just asked.
Yeah,
I can't. I can't do it.
It's just so, like, let's say y'all would get a message like that, like for some not even $20, like an outlandish amount, like to pay a bill or something.
Mm-hmm.
How would y'all react?
I'm not even gonna lie, you might not get a text back. I've been known to just kind of like not really avoid situations. If it's smoke, it's smoke.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been known to like just use your fucking head when you need to. Not everything deserves.
Yeah.
You sent me some off the wall shit. What you saying? It was like 1 a.m? Or you just saying in general?
No, it was like, I mean, my situation, it was like 1:30. Yeah, it was like.
That's a dub. I'm going to look at my phone. 2 a.m,
you need 10 hours.
Like, yeah, I'm like.
What you need $10 for at 2 a.m? I need an explanation. I need an explanation on birth.
Yeah, like.
Why did you just think it was okay to ask me for $10?
Randomly that shit. Like, I never even linked with Shuri, too. Like, stranded. It wasn't, it wasn't even on no, like. I just like her pictures on the book. That's literally the, like, literally. And she just asked me for $10. I was like,
so you was up.
I happened to be up, too. So I was like, what the fuck? I didn't even listen. Like,
nah, yeah.
That's crazy.
That's outlandish.
Like, I ain't gonna lie. I text back, LOL.
I'm ignoring you. Like, I don't even, you don't even talk to even, to remotely even ask for
word,
money.
Word,
like,
what have you done for me to even make me get $10?
I mean,
2 a.m. Like,
yeah, like, but
yeah,
nah,
it's in
a
way, bro.
So,
it's not going down.
All right, so, last topic, rapper Kanye. Kanye, this guy had a fashion show in like Paris or something like that. It had a White Lives Matter clothing, well, shirts, hoodies, whatever, apparel. So, Lee, how do you feel about Kanye's doing?
Man, Kanye is being fucking Kanye at the end of the day. Like, would Kanye just do Kanye shit? I just put that in the Kanye shit folder. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's literally him doing that to our people is like diluting Black Lives Matter, which is like not cool by a landslide. Now, don't get me wrong, Black Lives Matter organization ain't what we wanted it to be,
I'll say that.
But those words definitely hold a lot of weight in our culture.
Yeah.
Of course. So for our biggest influencer that put everybody on, quote unquote, even in his words, to throw that on the back of a shirt with Candace Owens
and Lauryn Hill's daughter,
insane.
It's not really a good look.
Yeah,
it's not a good look. So. It's like I get at the same time, like, you know, technically his kids are half white. You know, his wife was a white woman, so he clearly has love and all that good stuff, which is cool. But
right.
It, again, just takes away completely for what Black Lives Matter even supposed to stand for. Like,
yeah. You
say White Lives Matter, and it's like, yeah, we know, but what else is it behind that?
Right.
Yeah.
We say Black Lives Matter, we talking about the police injustices, the...
Yeah.
Senseless killings of just being in the wrong neighborhoods and all that other goofy shit.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what the fuck we're talking about if people don't know. But when you say White Lives Matter, I mean, okay, yeah, like,
we know that.
We know that.
Clearly, again, I'm saying clearly.
Any living thing matters. But are there any injustices behind it? Is it right, what's right. the real meaning behind it? That's kind of like my thing of it all.
Yeah. All right, Henrock, how do you feel about?
Honestly, if you ask me for real, like, just to kind of take it away from politics, take it away from, obviously, the Black Lives Matter campaign and the T-shirt itself and what it said, I really think Kanye's a genius. And the only reason I say that is because, like, I'm not, like riding for any type of mental state he's in, the shit he's tweeting, none of that shit. I'm just saying, as far as, like, marketing and getting people to pay attention and getting people aggravated to where it drives his numbers all the way up, yeah. He can take that into any room and be like, look what I'm able to do.
That's a mm-hmm. fact.
Just because niggas think I'm crazy or think I'm this or think I'm that, everyone's going to give me the reaction I want, no matter how I act.
Mm-hmm.
Look yeah. what I can do. So simply, to me, like, the White Lives Matter T-shirt was like a, if he got people, other people involved, because you remember, like, they was talking about his deal with Gap or whatever, and yeah. how I was talking about, like, Adidas was talking about their deal with him was under review, and he might have been, like, questionable.
Mm-hmm.
He got all these white people in his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if he, like, watch how I stir up the black community, they think I'm crazy. Watch this, y'all.
Hmm.
He can walk into any fucking boardroom he want and be like, look what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
And no bullshit, everybody in the world is going to fall right in Kanye's hand every single time. Cause that's,
every time.
It's just what he wants. He's a child on the platform just yeah. playing with everybody. You know what I mean? As a businessman, he's a fucking genius.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my take on it. Like, I don't really think he was doing the White Lives Matter T-shirt as like a staple for white people. I just think it was kind of like a watch me put the clown mask on and, you know what I'm saying, dance around a little bit. Watch what it do.
So let me ask you this. As I guess black culture, I should say, how long do you think we gonna fuck with that? You feel what I'm saying? Cause let's be real, I'm pretty sure everybody on this panel would agree, like, that's some fuck shit. That's some
yeah, oh, 100%. Yeah, yeah,
that's
all
type
shit.
Shit.
That's
you
some fuck shit. He's wildin'. Like, I'll never take that away from his actions. Like, he can go about the way he's running his bag up a totally different way. His music was amazing. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Like, people fell in love with Kanye for the artist he was, not the mathematical marketing genius he is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? That just came with the package. Like, oh, this nigga he's a bag within itself. You know what I'm saying? But, like,
yeah.
if he went about everything a different way, it would just, like, you wouldn't be looked at or bullied by the black community, as he would say. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you would be a staple in our community still. And he is, but he's just, like, the wrong type of staple.
So, yeah. like, I guess a better question for me would be, like, after he gets his affairs in order with, you know, Gap,
mm-hmm.
Adidas, because basically we already know what's up. He want to
yeah,
get
yeah,
out
yeah.
so he can do his thing.
Yeah, of course.
Once he does his first, like, independent drop,
right.
Do you think he would get the same thing he got when basically, like, what is it called? Like, the Wave Runners and all that shit had
yeah.
came out.
What you think?
Wait, I'm lost. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Basically, when Kanye drops again,
okay.
because he's getting affairs and orders with this Adidas and Gap ordeal.
Right, right.
So once, basically, that's all said and done, and he drops that first Ye collection.
Mm-hmm.
on his site, however he want to do it. Do you think we'll see all our favorite entertainers really sporting that shit and really still supporting Kanye?
I mean, you
after this whole kabocle?
I think the people who speak out on him know. Like, speak out on
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah, nah.
Like, but
like people who are already on the fence, not really.
Nah, but then you do still got, like, the supporters that he has that are going to fuck with it. So, me personally, we just gotta stop giving that nigga attention, for real, for real.
My thing is,
he still
got Balenciaga in his pocket.
You do?
Yeah, I mean,
well, yeah, technically,
Balenciaga pushing whatever the fuck he wants to.
Yeah,
you know, like, so, like, it really don't matter who Kanye lose or who Kanye gain. The second he lose somebody, that's just a door opener for somebody else with some huge capital to make some more money.
Yeah, for real, for real.
You know what I mean? He could take it to. Nigga, you remember when, I don't know if this is a thing in how many other cities, but y'all remember when Value City used to jump?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He could bring back Value City if he wanted to.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because, you know what I'm saying? And make it huge, like.
That's real.
You know what I mean? The second somebody walk out is like, is the instant somebody's going to walk in.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I just. Yeah, we just gotta stop giving that nigga attention. For real, I ain't gonna lie. That is, I mean, that's all it is, for real, for real. Like, But nobody's gonna stop giving him attention. So there's that. And then like, I feel like his influential game is why I think people aren't gonna stop fucking with him. Because like even with Gap, like he made them so much money when he announced their little partnership. Right, even before he even dropped any like merch for them. So it's like,
word. So stocks was up.
Yeah, so it don't even matter like how you really feel about like politically all that shit. If Kanye says he wants to work with you, you're gonna work with him.
And then like Gap didn't even hold up their end of the deal or something like that. Like excuse me. I remember he was saying like he was tweeting saying Gap was supposed to open more stores the more merch he dropped, and like right. pretty much every line drop was supposed to be at least a new franchise opening or something like that, and they just kind of, it's supposed to be like 2-3 years ago, and they didn't open one, like a single right. store since then. I was like, oh, damn. So he kind of just was like, well, fuck it, this, I'm gonna display my shit, we gonna sell this and y'all wanna open up. That was a trash bag look, all type of other shit. Yeah. Like I said, he's a smart man. He's go about shit in wild ways. Like,
yeah. Wild ways.
He's smart. He knows how to get people talking. He knows how to market and shit. He's a genius in that way. I just can't get behind shit that he does.
Nah, I can't stand.
Like, don't get me wrong. Like, don't get me wrong. He's like my second favorite rapper ever.
Facts.
But you a wild nigga. Number one. Ho.
Okay.
But nah.
Right,
but nah. I mean, yeah, you do shit weird,
yeah.
Yeah. I think the world know that though.
Yeah.
Pretty much. It's just like Dev said, we just gotta stop giving it that much attention. Like it shouldn't be on like every news outlet going crazy like it is.
But that's the thing, like where's the world so like caught up on propaganda how shit moves, like the second somebody needs some traction to their shit, it's gonna leech on or whatever, it's trending. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's true too.
And that's today. The second Kanye like, I'm in my emotional bag. All his agents or whatever fuck they are, PR agents, A&Rs, whatever, gonna reach out to all these little web blogs and shit. Everybody just gonna start posting and running.
Yeah.
Every time.
Crazy.
Yeah, so basically the moral is like hate watching, hate liking, hate giving anything attention, whatever. It's gonna, no, fuck all that. Damn, y'all know the phrase. Fuck it.
All publicity ain't no publicity. I got you.
Thank you.
We
So, that concludes this episode. And as y'all know, when we finally end the show, we always give a final thought to the world. So, Leek, what is your final thought?
Man, follow me on all socials. That is just Leek. Spread more love, not hate, man. Thank y'all for supporting.
All right, Henrock, what is pleasure
following? I'm going to go ahead and follow Leek on that one. Follow me on everything, man, at The Real Henrock. And, you know, just keep your nose to the ground, so keep working. Spread the peace, man.
That's the weirdest shit calling you Henrock. I ain't going to lie. Like, I don't know you. But,
it's been my whole life, pretty much.
But, so, yeah, my final thought, I think, like, I know I make, a lot of wild takes on this shit, but I think in terms of, like the women rap world, Glorilla might be the one for real.
That's like, the one for you.
The world?
I mean,
over Meg.
I mean Meg, yeah, but but now like Joseph Side, like she, I gotta wait for the album though. But she might be, yeah, because people fuck with her. I mean, I could see like her floor is like the 2019 Meg, her run, but like that was an amazing run from her, but. Yeah, she up next. I ain't gonna lie.
Okay.
But nah. Okay. So I would like to thank everybody for kicking it with us for however long we was here for. Thank you, Henrock, for coming through. And follow all the socials, GCC717 on Twitter, Group Chat Chronicles 717 on Instagram, The Group Chat Chronicles on Facebook, Group Chat Chronicles _717 on TikTok. Like and subscribe to the YouTube. Shout out Swanee Visuals on the cam. And we out.
Peace.